All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the last annual report work group meeting of the fiscal year 2024 cycle. I'm Seth Pazinski with the HHS Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy, and I'll be serving as your designated federal officer for today's call. As a reminder, all the work group meetings are open to the public, and public feedback is welcome throughout. Members of the public can type their comments in the Zoom chat feature throughout the meeting. And we also have time scheduled for verbal public comments at the end of our agenda for today. I'm going to start off with a roll call of the work group members. So when I call your name, if you could please indicate that you are present. And I'm going to start with our co-chairs, Madel Briggs Melanson.
Good morning and good afternoon, everyone.
Hello. Eliel Olivera.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here.
Hans Bootendijk.
Good afternoon.
Hannah Galvin, Jim Gerges, Anna McAllister, Shyla Blen,
Good morning.
Sarah DeSylvie, Steve Eichner.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I guess it depends on where you are. Kiki Loma Ashukantan. And morning. And Rochelle Prosser.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, thank you. Is there anyone I missed or who just joined? Okay, well, I'll turn it over to Madel and Eliel for their opening remarks.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Seth. And it's great to be with you all. This is literally our last annual report work group, and I just want to say thank you for all of the suggestions, all of the various different forms of engagement. And today we're going to wrap things up in order for us to present to the full HITECH committee. So we'll have a great day. Please make sure that you share your thoughts. And again, just thank you for all the hard work all of you all have put into this. And I'll now turn it over to Eliel.
Madel and good morning, afternoon, everyone. I also want to express my gratitude to many of you for the hard work in this work group. I think, as you know, we had a shorter timeline, more topics to address, and it has been tremendous to see the team coming together and putting together such a great report. So we're excited about next year, which is right around the corner, and building on the work that we've done this year in a much more streamlined and concise report. So thank you so much for your involvement, and I hope you can continue to join us in this work. And then I'm going to turn back to you to get started.
Thank you so much. And we can go to the next slide. And so the first thing we're going to do is an update on our work group plans. Next slide. And so as you can see the progress and the completion of all of our meetings for the annual report work group. So of course, we're here on October 29th, and what we're going to do is update the draft to the fiscal year 2024 annual report for HITECH's review and approval in November. And then in November, I mean, December, we're going to submit the report for transmittal. So it will first go to our Assistant Secretary of Technology Policy and National Coordinator, Mickey Tripathi, who will then also submit it to not only our HHS Secretary, but also Congress. Next slide. This is our meeting schedule for the full HITECH committee. And so again, we are going to wrap things up today so that we can present it on November 7th for full approval of the annual report. And I must say, especially to this work group, the comments that we received during the past HITECH meeting were very encouraging. And it seems due to the diligence and the expertise of this work group that our HITECH colleagues completely aligned with us in every way. And we have some great things to think about for next year's annual report. But at least for this annual report, everyone was very supportive. So thank you again for all of your expertise. Next slide. So what are the next steps for development of our report? So today, what we're going to do is discuss the list of HITECH members' comments and any revisions to the draft report. In addition, we are going to make sure that we're all in agreement because what we finalize today will be the revised draft report that will be provided to the full HITECH committee in order to vote upon on November 7th, which is our next meeting. HITECH will then transport that report to the national coordinator, as I mentioned, and then ASTP will send that report to the HHS secretary and Congress and post it on healthit.gov. And by the way, this is a public document. So I hope already, because this is the last time we're all together, I really do hope that each and every single one of us as work group members post this final report through our various different social media channels, because I think it is something to be proud of. And while ASTP will post it on healthit.gov, I really think that all of us make great contributions. So it's great to expand this and present this also to our networks so that people can see the work that not only we've recommended to ASTP, but hopefully that they can align and build upon some of our recommendations as well. Next slide. All right, so we will now jump into the business at hand. And Eliel, I'll turn it on back over to you to go through all of the HITECH members' comments.
All right, let's get to it. And okay, so we summarized this in a table format here that I think it's helpful for us to be able to track. Thanks, Anna, for joining. We're just going to go through each one of them and see, you know, if we hear any feedback from any of you and get to the end of it. I think it's not a lot that we heard from the meeting if you were there in the in-person meeting or remotely. But let's start here with the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. Steve sent a comment, you know, that we should make some small edits here, from applying to utilizing the emerging health IT by providers, patients, and other interested parties safely, securely, and equitably to achieve better health outcomes. We thought that this, even though it doesn't substantially change a lot of what is being said in the sentence, that we would leave this for a work group discussion to make a change or not. So we have not made a change on the report itself on this specific one at this stage. So just want to maybe walk one step by step on each one of those changes. There are not many, but wanted to see if any feedback on this one specifically for anyone. And there are lots of thoughts here, and Mandel, feel free to jump in as well and share your thoughts. But I think the key thing that we thought was that, you know, this edits came after the in-person meeting where we heard and made edits to the document. So it's a matter of process, you know, by making an edit that the folks didn't see in the meeting and then. You know, changing the document before approval with something that wasn't considered then. But that we, and also the other aspect here, we didn't feel that the changes were, you know, substantial to require an edit at this point, but could lead to more discussions next year when we revisit this specific area.
Yeah. Eliel, do you mind if I also, like, in addition to what you said, add a little bit of context too, just so the full work group is reflecting on what we're referring to. So I thank you so much for providing some recommendations for language for the target areas. And so the target areas are, of course, are now our six target areas since we just added the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. And so the target areas, the descriptions themselves, are the descriptions that carry forward into many other areas of ASTP, as well as to multiple different documents that ASTP actually utilizes. And so the brand new one, the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare, that is the newest target area that we recommended. And so, and this was the original language that was present. And then thank you, Ike, for proposing some changes to the language itself. Now, there is more flexibility for we as a work group to decide if we want to change that language. This original language right now has been used in other areas of ASTP, but because it's so brand new, it's not official until it actually goes in the annual report that is voted upon by HITECH and then transmitted. However, the other two sets of recommendations for design and use of technologies and use of technologies that support public health, these are fixed right now. And that's why ASTP was recommending no change, because they're fully fixed and they've been used for years. And so in order to make these levels of changes for prior target areas, we would have to have it go through a pretty extensive process next year to ensure that everyone's on the same page. And so that's what we just wanted to bring to the work group, really focus on the first one, because that hasn't officially been in an annual report yet. And so we can discuss it, but the last two, the recommendations are greatly appreciated, but ASTP would not be able to change it until we actually have some more discussion potentially next year in fiscal year 2025.
Thanks, Mandel, for the clarification. And Steve, I see your hand up.
Yeah, just thank you so much for the time and attention you're giving. I just want to provide just 1 or 2 minutes really quickly of just where these things came from. If they get incorporated, fantastic. If they get parking lotted, that's okay too. But where my feedback came from was really looking at the collectivity and the collection of documents that HITECH and ASTP have produced over the last several years, and really trying to harmonize within that document community, looking across the flavors, so we're using language consistently and consistent language. So looking at the first example, really looking at health equity and health equality has been an ongoing theme. Perhaps more recently, you know, even as we're looking at the health equity work group that was launched earlier today, but again, looking at consistent language and consistent interpretation, which is where that came from. And again, looking at the second example, looking at engagement in health, engaging people in their own healthcare, again, is another theme that is really evident across a broad collection of documents not produced not only by ASTP, but across HHS and indeed other spaces. And again, trying to bring the documents into harmonization, not really introducing any new concepts, but really, again, looking at the harmonization between this and other spaces and really building on the foundation provided by all of the other documentation, or a wide spectrum of other documentation, can't quite say all, but other resources that really align that same concept. And again, looking at the third piece, looking at public health communities, again, trying to clarify, we've used public health authorities or PHAs. Again, that's consistent in federal statute, if nowhere else. But again, looking at that language to help clarify whether we're looking at public health authorities as governmental entities or public health communities, which sometimes can be interpreted to include providers in hospitals and other environments that are serving the public, but not necessarily in that governmental role and have therefore different access to technologies or face different challenges in access to technologies and other components. So that's where those three kind of broad concepts came from. Again, I just wanted to give that additional background as to where it came from.
Thank you, Ike. And I can tell you that your intentions and sentiments were very clear. It was very clear you were trying to align with the work, like what's in the target area descriptions, to align it with the current work that we've been doing as HITECH and where ASTP is going. It was very clear, like absolutely. And so What I would say, and this is what we kind of discussed, at least right now, ASTP does not feel that we're at the point that we can change the last two target areas, design and use of technologies that advance health equity and use of technologies that support public health. That doesn't mean we can't, we just can't change it at this moment. Mm-hmm. But the first one, 100%, that's still within our ability to discuss it as a work group. And you're the reason why you choose Fairly, equitably is very clear because we're launching health equity by design. We're constantly talking about equity. So it absolutely makes sense. And so of course, utilizing was just a little bit of a different term, but that's why we want to open it up for discussion for the work group, because we can make and accept those recommendations. ASTP just wanted us to discuss it as a work group before we move forward.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I was just providing additional context just to be abundantly clear, because I didn't include those in my notes as to where they came from. So I just wanted to lay it all out.
Yeah, thanks, Ike.
We appreciate it too.
Yeah. So, and what we are saying as well is that, like you said, these will, the ones that we can't make any changes at this point, will go in the parking lot. So it will get picked up early next year when we start working again and bring it back to discussions with the group here. So the timing was just difficult for these ones at this point. But with that said, if all is well there, so any other thoughts from anyone and Ike yourself as well on the AI line as well that we have here?
So quiet today, you all. So really to make sure that everyone's on the same page, these are recommendations just to change applying to utilizing and change the word fairly to equitably in order to align with a lot of the work that we're doing throughout the rest of ASTP and high tech. And we just wanted everyone's thoughts on, you like these changes, not, it's just a point of discussion.
Right. Hans, I see your hand.
Yes, to break the silence, perhaps. On the first, applying to utilizing, I think that's actually more clear to use that word. It's they are very close, but to me, it would sound more clear. The second change, I'm okay with it. Both terms, to me, imply the same, but for others, that might not. So I don't see a real substantial difference. So that's why I'm not concerned with changing it or keeping it the same way. I'm neutral on it.
Thank you, Hans.
Thank you. Yeah, we agree.
I think this is Anna. I think it works. I mean, I don't think it's it's a nuance. It's not a departure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On the first one, I mean, that's the one I've been focusing on.
Any other thoughts or comments? Okay.
If nobody objects, I think we all agree that at least the first word, utilizing, adds a bit of extra clarity, and that would help us prompt next year to consider the original language for the other areas that we had already established. So,
I'll actually add, I think it's a bit more of a nuance to be fair and supportive. I mean, it's, we don't want to just apply things to patients or providers or other entities. We want to have this technology available to them for their use.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a, we're all using this, not it's all being used on us kind of an approach. So I think utilizing is a much better word.
Great.
And I can say that in terms of fairly versus equitably, I agree with both terms. Equitably is a stronger word because it's very clear. It's going back to clarity. It's a much stronger word and it does align. I know that fairly, I think, was probably initially chosen because of all of the various different frameworks that we're trying to apply to artificial intelligence, in which it is still fair and just. So like it's, you know, those words, they're not interchangeable, but I think there was probably the fairly was initially possibly selected to align with some of the other language around AI, which is like it has to be applied fairly. But equitably is a much stronger word in my mind, because it's making it very clear that we expect that for there to be equity in the design and implementation. So I'm totally fine with the recommendations as well.
Thanks, Mendo. Ike?
Yeah. The big difference to me between fairness and equitable is fairness is somebody's deciding what is fair. And the question about fairness to whom? You're is right. It fair that somebody gets 3/4 of the pie and somebody else gets 1/4? That's absolutely fair if you're the one making the determination about who's dividing the pie and how it's divided. When we're looking at the use of the word equitable, that's got a completely different tonation that may create a better overall balance in terms of looking at resource allocation with a little less discrimination, perhaps, for one party versus the other in terms of looking at who's making the decision and who's getting the benefits.
I agree, Ike, in every way.
Yeah. Me too. And it depends on the type of pie as well. If it's a pecan pie, I'll take the 3/4. But if it is a pumpkin pie, you can take the 3/4. any objections on proceeding with this change? Please raise your hand. Otherwise, we can proceed to the next page. I think and move to the next edits. And again, the other two up there, we're going to the parking lot. We're going to revisit them next year. So under interoperability, another recommendation by Ike here that we should add, let me read the whole sentence. Achieving a health IT infrastructure that allows for the electronic access, exchange, and use of health information across a range of entities and individuals, including patients, secure access to all data about them. And as you see here, no change was made. Again, the suggestion has been placed on the list of topics for consideration in 2025. But Ike, since we gave you an opportunity here to, I want to hear as well if you have any other thoughts on the suggestion so that we get better clarity at this stage. And if you have any concerns on leaving this for the year 25.
I've got no concerns about pushing them off. I know there were comments that were coming in a little bit later than even I might have liked to get them in. So it's perfectly rational. They're all important, but we're not hitting a cliff in terms of if we don't get it now, we're going to have earth-shattering consequences as a result, especially if they're still in the parking lot and they're all on folks' radar, which is perhaps the most important concept.
Thanks, Ike. And I think one question I want to raise here, Michelle, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but just a clarification for all, is a key reason here for this parking lot, too many of these for year 25, is because some of those, the comments that came after the in-person meeting, is that accurate to say, Michelle? So everybody's clear?
Alexa came in writing around the same time, so we're able to consider them, but it goes more to the point that you both made a little bit earlier that we need more discussion than we have time for, both here and at the high-tech meeting itself, because they are more foundational concepts and, you know, tied to the law and to other documents that AACP has published or at least used in public meetings recently. So we need a little more time for coordination and discussion than we have. That's the real reason for most of these on this page.
Thanks, Michelle.
I do want to clarify the comments were submitted in advance, and in advance, I mean more than 24 hours prior to our in-person meeting. I'm not suggesting that that alters the processing time. I've got no problem parking lot it, but I just want to be clear that the comments were submitted within the time periods comments were requested by. So.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And that way we all know that the key reason here is, like Michelle saying, is that there are other considerations before making these types of edits that could impact other things related to the report. So,
right. The scope of the feedback might have been beyond what the expectations might have been, but the delivery time was well within the defined parameter.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for those thoughts there, Michelle and Ike. So again, the same goes for interoperability, where we had advancing interoperability suggested by Hans. I'm going to keep going here and finish this page. Under privacy and security, Hans also suggested, you know, adding protecting privacy and security when accessing and sharing patient data. And on the patient access to information, which is duplicated there, I think, the facilitation of secure access by an individual and those they authorized to access the individual's health information was they added here from the original language. And then finally, also by Hans, patient access to information, so enabling patient access to information. And again, all of these same logic here, you know, that we're putting them in a parking lot for additional discussions next year. So just be assured that they're not going to be missed.
Elliot, one quick thing. I just want to thank Ike and Hans for looking at both the target area description and title. Because I think what the two of you intentionally did is that as our work evolves, we need to be a little bit more specific and even ensure that our descriptions and the scope and the titles evolve as well. And so I really like that the two of you all brought these items up because you are correct. There's sometimes it's just called privacy and security, but like, what does that mean? It's really, for instance, protecting privacy and security, right? And same thing, Ike, how you have done that same piece when looking at a lot of our various different descriptions. So I do look forward to next year for this being part of some of our initial work for us to really say, are the descriptions or titles, are they truly reflective of the work that we're currently doing and having some of those different recommendations for us to move these target areas forward? So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you. I think having co-chaired work groups before, I really do appreciate and understand the hard work that you and LL and the SDP and support staff have done to bring this together. It's a tremendous amount of work and effort and applaud you broadly. I do wonder if we can look at the workflow for the next cycle through to figure out, is there a way that we can create a little bit better gap to create this opportunity to feedback? Because just in general, we certainly worked through segments of information as we were going through our meeting, but we didn't really have much of a chance as a work group to sit back and reflect on the entirety until the very last moment. And I understand the rationale. I'm not questioning the rationale, but it's kind of a shame to have to parking lot the feedback for the next report, basically because we don't have an extra week or a little bit of time to really have reviewed the report in total, or at least we reviewed it in total as laid out, but there wasn't sufficient time to incorporate that feedback in a final version.
So you are correct, and we've already started to talk about workflows. If you remember, this is the first year that we've had to submit the report by the end of the calendar year. And we also didn't start exactly in January either. So we had a much shorter time to get this report done than what we've had traditionally. But now that we're on this new cycle, we can actually make sure that we're allotting the appropriate amount of time for us to kind of, you know, absorb all this information and for there to be appropriate kind of buffers to provide feedback. And I can already see that this may be at the very beginning of where we are, like when we start getting the annual report work group back together. And then also some of the other parking lot items that we have been discussing that have not been, you know, incorporated here, such as the health plans and all these other items. So the answer is there's already some ideas about how to streamline and make the workflows very efficient. This was just an atypical year because we absolutely had to get it done before the end of the calendar year, which is also, we haven't had to do this in the past. So we had, you know, what, like 8 months versus maybe, or 6 months, I don't even know how many months we had, versus 2 to 3 plus more months that we've had in the past. So all points well taken, and we will continue to work on making sure that everyone's voice is incorporated and there's enough time for the work group to deliberate on these items and get it to high tech for feedback. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I agree as well, Steve. And another point was that we literally changed the format of the report this year as well. So this was a very typical year, like Madel was saying. The report format changed. We had a much shorter time. And to be honest, we have a much larger group, which is great compared to previous years. So there were a lot of more thoughts here to consider in this year. So I'm very excited about starting next year with a calendar year in hand, with the parking lot here already full of things for us to discuss and address, but at the same time with a new format and even some other things that we'll be talking about, how the report can further be enhanced next year. So I'll keep that for next year's discussion, but totally agree with you, Steve. But at the same time, I'm very thankful, just like Mandel said, saying of you and Hans taking the time to do this review. Very much appreciate, and I hope, you know, we're gonna have you guys again joining us to advance this project, this report for next year as well. So thank you for all that, and for understanding, you know, that this has been a very different format than what we used to. Any other thoughts, questions, concerns here on this page that we're looking at and all the parking lot items that we have? Please raise your hand, otherwise we can move to the next page. So here we have some edits on one of the stories for the public health area. It was a comment from Brian in the meeting. And he basically said the story should go further and focus on a fully automated vision of the future using APIs, where the clinician does not have to take the time away from providing clinical care to provide information to public health. So the text was revised. An outbreak team is established by the state public health authority. The team quickly obtains the contact information for impacted patients from the facilities via an API. They reach out patients to ask them what and where they had eaten, as well where they purchased groceries before getting sick. And this comes in the heels of the outbreak that we have right now, E. coli, as you all have seen on the news. But so it helps a lot to see here the change. Instead of works with the staff from the hospitals and clinic, including those who support their health IT systems to reach person, right? So we shouldn't have to be talking to staff, but instead call the APIs. So I like the edits as well, but hoping to hear from all of you if you have any other edits or comments related to this, but the change was made in the report. Thanks for joining, Hannah. Steve?
Well, I appreciate Brian's addition. I do wonder if you want to add another sentence or another phrase in there, looking at legal authorization in that space, because one of the concerns about API and opening up all data to anybody, to who's asking for it, is again wanting to reflect there's a legal context or controls on accessing the information, so it really isn't a free-for-all. And part of the reason the original text may not have been as clear about an automated pull was trying to be respectful and say there are gates in terms of information availability, and that there is respect and focus on patient privacy and confidentiality.
On that note, I wanted to ask you, for a public health authority, under their authority, wouldn't they be able to perform this action?
The action of requesting data? Absolutely. Looking at the mechanism of retrieval is kind of the piece, you know, in terms of looking at reaching into a system and pulling data is maybe a little bit different than issuing an order to report the data, where who's taking the action, right? Under what pretense or what ability to say, hey, wait a second, no, this is not a legal request.
Mm-hmm.
So again, looking at Brian's edition, it's a great edition, but again, adding in text, you know, from an authorization perspective, I think becomes important, so that we're reflecting, it's, you know, this particular case, of course, is public health, but just more broadly, the existence of an API interface does not mean there aren't security controls in place. And want to be sure that we reflect there are security controls in place, and it's not a free-for-all for information.
Makes sense.
So I guess my, and I'm just thinking about process here, because one of the things is that we know that people did make some of, I want to stay respectful also, because Bryant or in all of these different recommenders aren't here. And so what you're referring to, are you saying like that we should add, because they've kind of incorporated the elements directly from the recommendations. And so we do want to kind of respect some of the different thoughts, but yes, if there is something that is going to truly enhance it. So you're recommending that it include that facilities be an API, but still with appropriate authority. Like, is there something very simple that we can add? Right.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I haven't wordsmithed yet. I'm not suggesting not including Dr. Karras's suggestion, but just adding a hair more clarity.
Okay.
Or including the fact that this is a legal, a statutorily based legal request, not just a reach in.
Got
right.
It. So something along via and something along the lines of. And I'm trying to get the right language too. And maybe
as a legally authorized entity or something in that space.
Yeah, my thinking here, Steve, is that, you know, because we don't have a ton of time to wordsmith.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great feedback for the, you know, ONC team here on the call to take back and see what their legal team can, you know, finance here.
I think from the group on the phone, if we can get consensus that yes, it would be a good idea to include something about the legal basis, that might be enough guidance for the team to add some text.
Yeah, right. And there may be just be one word or one or two words that helps.
Yeah, I think it's less of,
it's being done legally. Yes, and not just
right, exactly. Kind of, right, exactly. I think it's four words or less.
Okay. All right.
Great. Any other comments or thoughts on this one? All right, hearing none, I'm moving to the next one from Phil. Also from one of the stories on the interoperability, where we had the comment, The term EHI is broadly adopted in assisted and retirement living. I'll suggest we modify this language to reference the assisted living electronic health record. And you see the revision that the assisted living community shares timely progress reports with hair, orthopedist, and PCP through, and previously was, their on-site resident information system. So Phil is suggesting to basically change it to its EHR so that the recovery data is available for follow-up appointments. Any thoughts or concerns on this change? I think it helps clarify that it is broadly adopted already by those types of organizations. Okay, hearing none, please raise your hand, Stu. The other one here, again, kind of along the lines of what we had earlier under the interoperability topic list from Derek. He recommend adding a topic next year focused on peer interoperability and administrative burden. And so we captured that note, and you know, as he recommended, that will be a topic for next year. And I wouldn't expect any comments here. So we can move to the next page. And so here another one on the interoperability. While waiting for next year for Derek's request. Yes, Rochelle, go ahead. And let's go back to that page again. We can't hear you. Are you on mute?
Yes, no, I'm off. I was waiting for you to go back. I mean, I think Derek's request is a valid one, and we are having issues with payers and payers blocking with approvals and authorizations and patients accessing their information, patients getting access to care. This should be like the fire of all authority across every forest. Why did we push this back to 2025?
I'm happy to answer that, Rochelle. This report has to be submitted to HITECH in less than a week.
Okay.
And therefore, this is not deprioritizing this. And that's why I even mentioned what I just mentioned, payer interoperability and the challenges with the administrative burden are key issues that we want to address. But we do not have the time to add a topic, build out that topic in order for us to hit this very clear deadline that we're addressing. So that's why when we do go into our next report work group, which is literally only a matter of months, that will absolutely be one of the key topics that we start to dive into, because payers are so incredibly important and they've been absent from a lot of the work we've done. So that's the reason why we have literally less than a week to get this to the full HITECH, and we cannot build out and give the time to this, which is why Derek's like, yes, for the next report, we should really dive into it. And there's going to be several different topics, but it doesn't mean that it's not important. It's we need to invest the appropriate time and develop the appropriate recommendations for us to move that forward.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks, Rochelle. Yes, again, all these, again, they're not going to be missed. And I joked yesterday or so when we met with the group here that Christmas is next week, pretty much, because the time is flying for the end of the year. So very soon we're going to be addressing all these additional topics in the next round.
And,
so,
and one quick thing, just to make sure that everyone knows the process of how things go into our next annual report. Our ASTP team, they track everything behind the scenes. And on our very first annual report work group, they will have a list of all of the various different recommendations, the various different topics, all that was discussed throughout the entire past year that we put in the parking lot, so that we are starting from the very beginning with all of those different items. And so, you know, as Eliel said, nothing's going to be missed. And we've now watched this process, and they are very expert in this process. And then we can actually dive in and give it the appropriate time, going back to making sure we have the time to engage and to develop the recommendations and the strategies that these topics deserve. And honestly, there may be some changes coming up. We are in a significant, change of propositions and lots of the political climate. So there's going to be a lot of changes too that are coming down that we know are on various different ballots. So this will allow us to be even more informed about some of the various different forms of recommendations that we provide from our annual report work group and HITECH.
Thanks, Madel. Yeah, and I'll say thank you to the team, Michelle and team that works behind the scenes. I don't know how we would get all this done because they do capture everything that we discuss very succinctly in this report. So thank you so much for that group. With that said, I think we are, halfway through our meeting and there's still a bit to cover. So let's keep moving to the next section. And we have the improving long-term care and post-acute care interoperability by Phil as well. You see there under the original language, and he proposed modifying the key opportunities column to include LTPAC-focused certified HIT incentives structured. And the change was made in the report, and you can see the change there, which was, it's saying, examining opportunities to incentivize LTPAC providers and increase the availability of LTPAC-focused certified health IT modules that support interoperability across the care continuum. I'm gonna continue on this because again, those are all LTPAC related, and then we can cover any comments and suggestions. Also from Phil, the other two, the next recommendation was to add skilled nurse facilities and community-based provider to this description. And as you see below the edits that the team provide, explore additional certification needs for LTPAC providers, health IT systems to support bi-directional exchange with acute and ambulatory providers that have already adopted certified health IT modules, as you all know. Priority settings for this initiative could include skilled nursing facilities, community-based organization, home health, and durable medical equipment. And the last edit that Phil suggested, also wanted to recommend us to reporting around LTPAC and more broadly, specialty HIT sectors so that we have the necessary data to drive change. And you see below the edits, potential new recommendations for HITECH activity for consideration, encourage ASTP in coordination with relevant HHS agencies to consider increasing its reporting around the adoption and use of health IT in LTPAC and other specialty settings. So that change wasn't made because we believe that there's quite a bit of more discussion to, go over that specific one. But the other two on the tops have been made to the report. And I wanted to hear if there are any thoughts, comments, concerns with these edits from anyone. Hearing none, I like the edits that Phil suggested. I think these are important ones to be advanced on the LTPAC front, especially expanding certification criteria and to other organizations like he listed here. So I thought that those were good suggestions. Thank you, Rochelle. Okay, if nothing else, let's continue to the next page. Please raise your hand if you have a comment. I'm trying to move, but at the same time, not ignoring anyone's thoughts. So please raise your hand. Another one here from Phil related to also LTPACs that he suggested that we can add a specific task force recommendation for LTPAC task force similar to our other specialty HIT task force. And hold a listening session to identify elements of a framework that supports increased interoperability and standards for LTPAC setting. We haven't made that specific change, but again, like we talked about, we will discuss in the next round. I think it's a great suggestion, but there's quite a bit to probably be discussed here on this specific front. And on the other ones here from Michael, Rochelle, I'm reading your note. Understand I need to grab a better and more organized response. I agree to the topics that I need moving 2025. Thank you, Rochelle. So we got two others on this page here that I want to go over quickly from Michael, recommending breaking the topics for further improvement of data quality and data sharing into. And I think we didn't make that change because it would require exploring further details on this topic and in potential topics. So it's not that we don't agree, but you know, it wasn't a relevant change at this point for us to then address in the next year. And also on the same, he suggests explore opportunities to incentivize data sharing by providers. How can we make providers feel like they're benefiting from data sharing? Again, we didn't make any changes to the report itself, but again, it's on our topic list for next year. And Hans, I saw a text from you here. I agree with the first update. And Hans, I just want to clarify, you mean the one about creating a task force? Is that the one that you agreeing to?
Correct. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I do as well. Any other thoughts, anyone, comments on these ones? Michelle.
Hi. I'm a little unclear, I think, on the end of page 4 and then the one on the top of page 5, because there are recommended activities that we usually do take a little more time to talk through first. Are you saying you do want to add them right now or not as elements in this current report?
No, I think that not add to the report, Madel, I mean,
Well, I took it as the work group didn't want to. So let's make sure we have very clear conversations so that this can be on the record. And the ASTP team clearly knows if we as a work group want to add this or not. So I want to make sure that people remember there's a topic. And remember, the topic itself is underneath the target area. And then we provide the opportunities, the gaps, the recommendations. And then there's also just the recommendations. So I think we're all in agreement that when there's a topic, because there's so much that has to be built out to it, it's not just a recommendation. We have to look at the gaps. We have to look at what we're trying to achieve. We have to then define all the various different recommendations. That's why we want to defer some of these really important topics to next year so we can fully build it out and give it the justice that they deserve. Here is just the recommendations to a pre-existing topic. So Phil is actually recommending that we add an additional recommendation of encourage ASTP in coordination with the other HHS agencies to consider increasing its reporting around the adoption and use of health IT in LTPACs and other special settings. So just like what Elia was mentioning, is this an additional recommendation that we would like to add to this year's annual report? And I guess I took silence or not objecting to be consensus, but are there any concerns of adding this additional recommendation to our report? Okay, so I guess there's no concerns of adding this additional recommendation. So Michelle, that is the vote of, or the consensus or the silence of the work group for that one, meaning to yes, we would like to proceed with it. Okay, everyone's good. We want discussion, we want to hear everyone's voice.
Madel, just one clarification for everybody on top of page 5, where you'd asked for an actual task force. In recent years, we have come together, both ASCP and the work group, to say let's back off a little bit on prescribing how it should be done, because it's really kind of more in the purview of ACP to charge the full committee. So we make it a broader suggestion of, like, we want to talk about this in a public forum, but then it might become a task force. It's just, we don't want to prescribe that up front. I want to clarify that.
Thank you, Michelle. And again, it's not Phil's recommendation that's on the table right now to discuss, because there are, as you mentioned, several different logistics of ASTP adding a task force. However, the recommendation from Phil, the revised friendly recommendation, is to hold a listening session to identify elements of that framework. So Hans, you had mentioned that you supported the recommendation, but just for clarity, which recommendation were you referring to?
I was referring to hold a listening session to identify elements.
Excellent. Thank you. And then that would help to inform what some of the next steps are.
Correct.
It could be a task force and other things.
Correct. It could be, yes, absolutely. Any other thoughts or discussion around this item? Any objections of adding it in? Okay, I think we're good there then, with no objections and no additional discussions. I think holding a listening session is a great idea as well.
Mm-hmm. This is Steve. One quick question. Is it only LTPAC? I mean, we're being very focused there. Are we including home health in that space? I mean, I want to be cautious that we haven't left people off of that table.
Yeah, I'll think, Steve, that that's where the listening session would probably help, right? Because that's, you know, instead of trying to define for this report or place a recommendation of a task force that's just LTPAC, the listening session to me maybe identify other aspects, like you're saying.
But I'm saying adding this as a recommendation at this time with a very small group here, there are other entities other than LTPACs that may be very interested in having a listening session as well. I mean, it would be, we talked at one point, I think, where we didn't talk about having a listening session for interests for folks with, for organizations affiliated with rare disease, both from a patient support organization, et cetera, or looking at home health, or looking at other component or other communities of interest. Does that make sense?
It does, Ike. And I think that at least for this specific topic, if you look at the subsection, it is under LTPAC, interoperability.
Right.
Yes. And so I, to your point, I don't think it excludes us having holding sessions in other areas. But this was just a recommendation that was tracking to LTPACs in particular.
Okay, but you see where I'm going.
I do, and so that's one of the things. And this, there's going to be a lot of pre-work, because again, we're having a lot of different great ideas come up. Because so as we go into next year's report, trying to think about how we can be more comprehensive. And from the very beginning, because what happens, I think, as we go through the processes, we're like, hey, we're missing this group, or we're missing this idea. And so thinking about, and this year we did not have the chance to do a brainstorming session that, like we've done in the past, with all of the work group members. And so we did that in the past and it worked beautifully. But this year, because of the short schedule, we didn't have, and also our in-person high-tech meetings, it didn't work. But I think that's what we need to do moving forward, so that we can think about what have we done in the past, what's in the parking lot, what do we also need to add before we start our work for the annual report work group. So,
right. And in the same context, thinking about recommendations, you know, there's always a bit of cleanup that has to happen with any report, in the last meeting or so should be focused on cleanup, not looking at introducing new ideas. Mm-hmm. And this to me is teetering on the brink of a new idea. It's not clarifying language or wordsmithing. It's really introducing a new idea. Does that make sense?
Well, it's introducing a new recommendation.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Which is a new idea. It's not clarifying an previously made recommendation.
Mm-hmm. And so then that's something for we as the work group to discuss, because that then goes back to the other recommendations, which is why we wanted to bring those to everyone. Right. Right? So right, even exactly. If we go up to the LTPAC or the interoperability on the preceding slide, then that's why we wanted to pause and say, hey, everyone, what are your thoughts? Because that would be a new recommendation also here in terms of encouraging ASTP to coordinate. That's a brand new recommendation. So I think that we as a work group have to decide, are we accepting, we know we can't accept new topics, but are we accepting new recommendations as well? And Hans, your hands has been up also.
Yeah, I appreciate that we want to be cautious, not introducing new topics per se, but given that the topic is very much around improving long-term care, LTPAC environment that we have, clarifying, to me, these are still relatively clarifying statements on helping further clarify how we can advance this improvement. So it is not that we are going beyond LTPAC, but within LTPAC, what is a cohesive set of recommendations to make sure there's clarity and opportunity to move that forward. So that's why I'm comfortable to still include that at this stage of the progression, but be cautious going substantially beyond LTPAC. At that point in time, I would agree there are other areas. Steve highlighted some. We can also think about other diagnostic services that we have not talked about. We recently did talk about pharmacy. We have talked about payer interactions, and there are many, many other ones that we still need to visit as well. But given that we have LTPAC in at this point in time, I do feel comfortable that it's not stretching the topic too far.
Thank you so much, Hans. Just really quickly, anyone else from the work group that has some thoughts, because we want to make sure everyone's voice is heard and everyone's opinion is heard on this as well. Really important. We would love to hear your thoughts on this.
I guess the big question is any objections to those two additions, which, like Hans was saying, they further highlight what we are promoting under the LTPAC interoperability. And it's okay to say, yeah, I think we need to back out. I think we are hoping to hearing from anyone, any opinions, and but those are the two, you know, added CEO additions that we want to hear from you. So, it's not an edit to any language that was in the report, right? But the additional things that should be considered. So if we can scroll up a little bit to see the two at the same time, I think we have this last one on page 4. I guess we can't fit both in the screen at once, fortunately. Okay, so coordinate with HHS agencies. And then the other one is holding a listening session for us to uncover what are the, you know, the things that we need to be doing to improve interoperability for LTPAC.
This is Steve. I guess I would feel slightly more comfortable if there were surrounding language that recognized LTPAC as one example of a stakeholder group, but there are others that exist out there as well. And this may be one of a number of different listening sessions in different areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. I think one of the most important things that we would need to do is we're almost taking this out of context with the rest of the topic and the other recommendations. So what I would recommend, because we do have to move forward, and I'm going to be very clear with the work group, are there any objections of incorporating? Ike has added some friendly revisions. Hans has stated that he's in support of these recommendations because they still align with the premise of the topics. And so are there any other ideas or thoughts about this? Okay, and if there are no other ideas and thoughts, I'm going to be very clear. I'm going to take your silence and no objections as being acceptance. And then what I would ask is that we will meet with the ASTP colleagues just so, because we have to see this in all of the context of this exact topic. And so I, to your point, I mean, this is a very specific LTPAC topic. And all the rest, the majority of the other recommendations that have already been approved and reviewed are specific for LTPAC, but we'll take a look and ask the ASTP or ASTP colleagues to take a look at all the other recommendations to try to see exactly to what your concern is, if there's a way that that can be incorporated. But if all the other recommendations are purely LTPAC, and as you can see here, even in the encourage ASTP, it does say in LTPACs and other specialty healthcare settings. So it is trying to at least bring in some of that context that you're referring to, but we'll take a look at it and see if there's any way to help to clarify exactly the point, the important point that you're bringing up. So thank you, everyone. This is really important. All right, Eliel, turning back on over to you.
We have, okay. So we had some recommendations from Michael again, just touching on that, and wanted to see if there are any comments or on these two before we move forward. But I think no change was made based on Michael's recommendations because they are going to require more discussions. But we still have the one here on number 22 that's basically breaking out further improvement of data quality and further improvement of data sharing. So I think no change was made. I think we were hoping to hear from anyone if there is a need to do that. But no change was made because, you know, we don't disagree with Michael that data quality is a world on its own and data sharing differently. But not sure about the importance of breaking that out right now in this report and having to clarify that specifically. But any thoughts from anyone about breaking the two at this stage or leaving it as is?
Elia, I thought that our colleagues said at least because of, it's almost like adding an additional topic, so we would not be able to break them apart right now. Just because that would be a whole entire build out, especially of each one of those topics separately. So we may not be able to move forward with breaking them out as new topics, but we wanted to just hold on to that because we know that data quality and data sharing, they're very different. But we just, from this process, we have not incorporated all of the elements to build them out separately as two topics in this short time period. And this is an uncomfortable and unideal situation. We know you all because of the just the limited time that we've had. And, you know, we're really going to strive to make sure that we have more time before the report, like just to simmer on the final report or the draft report, because all of these things that are coming up today are just so incredibly important.
Hans?
Yeah, I would agree that this is a little bit challenging to then flesh out the remaining part. But since both are mentioned effectively, it's not that we have dropped one or the other, that this is a good topic for next year to then flesh them out more separately with the rest of it. So I don't think we have lost anything. We still have the importance on both. But we need to have time and effort to then do justice to both of them in more detail.
Luckily. Thanks, Hans. Anyone else? Any thoughts before we move on to the next, I think maybe last page. We have 20 minutes left, I believe, or less. Okay, so here we are again on privacy and security. We got another recommendation from Michael that we did change in the report itself. He spoke, is there such a thing as really being de-identified? I just wonder where you might consider calling it legally de-identified or something like that. I think we all suspect that these things can be reverse engineered. And you can kind of figure out sometimes who somebody really is based on the de-identified data. And I agree with Michael. So we made an edit here, revised, saying transparency in use of de-identified data pursuant to HIPAA determinations of de-identification. And I think the other edits here from both Michael and Devin, we haven't made those changes, and we're putting those in the parking lot for next year as well. Again, one from Mike on de-identified data, where he shared that considered leveraging the findings of NIH novel and exceptional technology and research advisory committee in regard to patient preferences, including informed consent and exploring opportunity to work across HHS for best practice. That sounds great. Topic for next year, because we couldn't address much in this report. And from Devin, patient access to data is not a solved problem, and we should be a continued point of emphasis in future reports. It will be helpful to continue to do check-ins on the status of API access and Tafica individual access services, and we agree. But again, something also to maybe consider and add for the next round. Any thoughts, questions, comments here on those? If none, I think that takes us to the end of the edits to the report. And with that, Seth, I don't think we have anything else in our agenda, so it, besides maybe public comment.
Okay. Yeah, there is nothing further on the discussion on revisions to the report, then we are ready to move into public comment. So why don't we, Sal, if you could please open up the public line. If you are on the Zoom and would like to make a comment, please use the raise hand function, which is located in the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you are by phone only today, press *9 to raise your hand. And once called upon, press *6 to mute and unmute your line. And while we wait for any public commenters, I wanted to express just my appreciation on behalf of ASTP for all of the time and expertise that you all have contributed to the annual report work group for this FY24 cycle. And we are looking forward to the HITECH's vote coming up at the November 7th HITECH meeting. I see that we have no comments on the line at this time, and I see no hands raised in the Zoom. So Medel and Elio, I'll turn it back to you to close us out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Seth. And again, thank you all so much. This has been an incredibly, not only fast-paced, but I think an incredibly impactful journey. And we have incorporated so many different items directly into this annual report that we have never had before. And I also want to congratulate this work group for adding an additional target area. So we know that we started off from directly from Congress with a certain number. Last or 2 years ago, we added the health equity target area. And because of the wisdom of this work group, we also were able to introduce and get approved a new target area that focused on artificial intelligence and its impact on health and healthcare. In addition, one of the things that we did is that we, as a group, took all of the illustrative stories to the next level. And so while the illustrative stories have always been a fantastic part recently of our reports, What happened is that each and every single one of you provided contributions on how we can transform those stories to the future and really making sure that we're pushing everyone to the future. And all the feedback has stated those stories are so incredibly meaningful because those stories come first, then followed by the topics and the recommendations. So that makes sense of why we're stating this needs to be our future state. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the work, incredible work that you put in, for all of your comments over these past few months, and for making what I feel one of the best annual reports that has come out of HITECH in its history. And of course, thank you so much to our ASPT colleagues for really revising the report, for being our incredibly important ears in the background to try to take on the information we're seeing and not only translate it directly into the report, but also to archive all of this rich discussion. Because while we've made significant progress, we all know there's so much more to accomplish in this space. And I'm very confident that each annual report, we are going to continue to push the envelope even more to ensure that our standards and our policies, our procedures, and how we conduct business when it comes to health IT is truly not only top-notch and rooted in excellence, but is equitable as well as is accessible for all people within our country. And so I just want to thank you all, and because I know of all the great work that you've been doing and really, really grateful to be part of this work group with you.
Well said, Medell. I don't think there is much to be added there except to just being very thankful to all of you as well for your involvement and hoping that you can continue to support this work. I think one of the things that I want to say that I'm excited about the stories that we added is the fact that that to me opens up the doors now for this report to actually be read by the overall public. Because I think in the past, even though we shared and talked about unless if you were, in the space of health IT, you wouldn't do much with it. But I could actually share this with my family and say, hey guys, listen, here's what we are trying to achieve. And they can read those stories and kind of get a sense of what it is. So I'm very thankful for all of you for the efforts here, especially on those stories, and to the Excel team and Michelle for the great support here. We wouldn't have made to the end if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing the final version in a few weeks, a week.
Yeah, less than a week. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.